We're holding the base of the olive, suvis. So we already spoke about that the sefer starts off with the lochos of ksuva that comes later. The next mishnah talks about how much actually is a chiyuv ksuva. And this mishnah deals with when a woman gets married. We want the husband to have an argument, be able to address his argument, and not stay with the woman in a state of iser. In case there's a problem. So the derech of Bisman Chazal, was they would do the erisin. The woman would then stay in her father's home till the nesuin. That could be quite some time. It could be years. We're talking about 12 months. 12 months is from the Mosilin War is from the time that they make the request to move to the nesuin. They have 12 months to prepare themselves. But the actual time lapse between the two can be more than that. Until they ask for the nesuin, they could take a year or two or three, whatever it is. The husband, if he finds when he finally takes the woman that she's not a psula, the question is, and maybe something happened between the erisin and the nesuin, and therefore the woman is usher to him. And that the more we'll deal with. Are there arguments of sveika, dematrit, etc.? What exactly are we worried about? The more enough tests. Exactly, what exactly is the concern they're worried about? We're worried about a scenario where the woman will be ushered to him. Therefore, Chazal, because of Israel, they wanted to make sure that he would not accept the situation. Therefore, Basil, this is the Emor Aviv.
How come they had that time lapse?
Why? I'm not sure.
That seems so counterintuitive because nowadays we urge once the engagement comes in that you get with all reasonable speed rather than let it linger for all sorts of reasons. So it's just interesting that they...
Well, the biggest issue we have with an engagement is because they're not really married yet. Over here they're married. They make the erisin right away.
Right.
So they're married, so there's no backing out anymore.
Right.
You need to get.
Right.
Right? So they would basically clinch it right away.
Right.
And then when they were ready to move to the next stage, they would move to the next stage. It could be because the person was young, it could be, which would be the most common reason, but even if this applied even after Bas Mitzvah, this time lapse would apply. So this way, the Yom Revi, because if there's any issue, he can go to the Bezin the next morning. Bezin sat on Yom Sheni and Yom Chamishi. But Amon Yom Chamishi. Now, the Mora is going to say Amon Yom Chamishi was really a different issue because the woman we knew she wasn't a psula. That the Mora says it was a different reason totally because the celebration for an Almona Mikra Din was only one day. But if you do it
it was only one day.
Only one day. But if you do it on Yom Chamishi, so Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, he's not going to run out and go to work. So they basically end up celebrating together for 3 days. So by order to create an opportunity to have more of a time for the husband and wife together to celebrate, they did it after Yom Chamishi. So why Psula Nisa Yom Revi'i?
I'm sorry, I'm confused. When we say Yom Revi'i, are we talking about Yom Revi'i
Wednesday?
That night, Tuesday night, or are we talking about Yom Revi'i Wednesday night?
We're talking about Yom Revi'i. Yom Revi'i means
Tuesday night, Wednesday.
No, it means Wednesday in the afternoon.
Wednesday in the afternoon. So then for the Almana, the 3 days are Thursday, Friday, Shabbat.
Right.
Whatever portion of Thursday.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Shavamayim B'Shabbos twice
Wednesday
a week.
Night.
But they did him Yoshin by Yoris, B'yom Hashani B'yom Hamishi. The Bezin would sit twice a week in the cities, on Yom Sheni Yom Hamishi. And therefore, we want this to take place right before Yom Hamishi, Shimahoyo Latinus Psulim, Hoyamashkim the Bezin. If he would have any argument or complaint that there's a lack of Psulim, he would get up, he would be able to go to Bezin the next morning before there was a cooling off period, and he maybe decided to stay with her. And the problem is that would be true, really, they would be usur. Okay. Zakrashi. Still, this is the Emor Aviv. The Kaddish Chachamim he should tinasim revi b'Shabbos can refarish time. This was it, we're telling that the Chazal instituted this is what is supposed to happen. Shapamayim b'Shabbos absulukoi. This is going back on the psulah because the amana is a totally different reason. B'shenim chamishi. So Rashi achas me'ezer to Kaddish shatikat ezer b'babakama b'perik merubo. Shatikat ezer b'babakama b'perik merubo mefarish kulu. This is one of Ezra's Takanas. The more over there list all of them. So he made it that Bezin has to sit twice a week and be available that this way that they would, the people would have access to the but they didn't. The Rechazal said, Mary on Revi. Shimhoyer lo tanis psulim. Yashkim lebezin, ba'od kasulov. If there's a lack of psulim, so he would realize that he would go to bezin the next morning. He's still already upset about what happened. And if Chazal said, let's do it right away because we're afraid. Vim yeshos bein time. If there'd be a time lapse, if they marry in a different day, not right with it, maybe on the yom. They marry on yom sheni in the afternoon. So they missed the bezin on Yom Sheni or Yom Shlishi. So by the time he comes Thursday morning, he's already sort of accepted it. Maybe Shami Yispayas Tiskara Daita. He will be appeased. He will cool off. But you come in and keep her. But the problem is Shema he's in tatat of Benesor love. But maybe what happened was that this lack of psulim was due to the fact that she had relations with the man from the heiress until the Nesuin. She's an Eish Ish during that time. And she's also to him, she did a Beratzen. The Chazal Darshan, that a woman becomes also to the Baal, the Darshan, Nitma three times, Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal, that she becomes also to her husband, she becomes also to the Baal, etc. Now, he'll come to Bezin. So what will happen when they go to Bezin? So Grashi Matershi Yavol the Bezin, Yisparu Adover. By the fact he comes to Bezin, we'll be able to find out what the story is. Kishiyetzi Hakol, when people hear about Yishem Yavo Edim, maybe Edim will then come and be able to provide what had happened. That what happened was they knew when it took place, they knew how it took place. Right, as it is in front of us, presented to us, it's a possibility that she's Mazana. On the other hand, the Iker Psak, this point in time, would be Svek Svek. Maybe the Bia took place before the marriage, before the Arison, before the marriage, and therefore she's not also to him. And maybe it took place afterwards, bonus. Again, she was coerced. So if he's a Kayan, so there's no Svek Svek. So the more says, hey, in the case of a Kayan, she'd be also to him, only one suffix. The case of a Yisrael, the average case of a Yisrael, unless the marriage took place, the heiress took place when she was by her father before the age of three. So any relations which took place before the age of three, the psulim grow back. So the lack of psulim indicates that it took place after the age of three. Well, by that point in time, she's already an Arusa. Right? But the average case, so that's not the scenario where the marriage did not take place that early. So maybe the viyah took place before the Arison. And if not, so you have a Svek Sveka. So if you have a Svek Sveka, so what are we worried about? Because the mice of the army scenario is where she's also. So Chazal said, let's institute a situation where Adam will come, be Mavara, the story. So Rashi learns. And that gets around the issue that why don't we say, like, what are we worried about? This is Sveik Sveik and she's Mutter. Because I'll recognize, yes, Mikra didn't, we could give a sack of Heter, but reality is we know there are scenarios which are also, which we would like to address by doing this. And we'll address it by hoping Adam will come. The Mor says, so you could accomplish the same thing by getting married on Sunday and going to the Bezin Monday morning. So why does it have to dafka be Biyom Ravi? Tosis comes along See, he's not running to Bezdin with Isser and Hetter necessarily. He's running to Bezdin, he's upset. He wanted a psul and he got a bula. What's going on? Bezdin will then say, oh, wow, that's interesting. You know, we have other issues over here. We have maybe she's ushered to him. So the case of an Isher's Kayin, she's ushered to him, he's suffering. Case where the Eris sin took place before the age of 3, you know what's fake Sveika? Right? So she's ushered to him. But all other women, she's mutter to him. So why would Chazal make this the kind of? So Tosfos says, lo plug. Says lo plug, instead of saying Rashi's pshat, that Enochanami, these cases will really make her to be mutter, but we're hoping maybe Adam will come. Tosfos says Enochanami, she really makes them, she's mutter, but Chazal said lo plug, because of those women where there will be an Isser, and we want him to come to Bezdin and not accept those scenarios. We don't want the Kohen to accept this. Even a Kohen, if she had Bia before the marriage, unless the man was a apostle, she's mutter. A woman who had Bia outside of marriage to a kosher Jew is mutter to a Kohen. Right, but if she had Bia after the Arison, after the marriage, even though it was Boinus, she's also to him. So it's one suffix. When did it take place? Before or after? It's the only suffix. So, I mean, there's maybe six, maybe, or there's maybe to place it beforehand to someone who was ushered to her, right? But she's going to be ushered to him. So Tosfos says that woman, we don't want the husband accepting this and saying, well, probably took place before the kasna, before the arison, it probably took place before the person was kosher. Let's not worry about it. Let's say it together. We don't want him to say that because she's also. Psak will be that she's also. He has no right to say that. So because of that, he must marry her in Yom Revi'. So Chazal said all women get married in Yom Revi'. But Rashi doesn't go with that route. Tosfos understands that Rashi himself is disagreeing with him. Okay. Tosfos has kashas from Gemara's. Tosfos suggests it's a second shot in Rashi itself. It's a combination of the two. That for this idea, maybe Adam, a woman will be meeker than the psak will be that she's mutter. We're going to psak and let's get married just in case. Maybe they're Adam. Like, she's the psak that she's mutter. But once there are scenarios where she's a taka usher, and Chazal will like this too for them, and we say, you know what? And by the way, it'll be beneficial and helpful by the other woman as well. So why not? For the Eishes Kayin, it's imperative. The case where the Arison is before the age of 3, it's imperative. The other women, it's also beneficial. So the combination, and that's what Rashi means, is it's worthwhile to then make such a tikkun. That's the second shot in Rashi. Okay. Now Tosfos points out over here that if our goal is to have them come to Bezdin the next morning, we can really accomplish the same thing by having the chasta Wednesday night, Leil Chamishi. Now, the point is that the next morning, Yom Chamishi, they'll go to Bezdin. Tosfos says no, because Abadavka or Masaka has to take place by day, because the time of the chuppah, the chasta, they would set up the ksuva, and the ksuva included the Nadunya. Nadunya was the Nichas Shon Barzah, which they would evaluate at the time of the chasna, each item, how much it was worth. So she's bringing an X, okay, let's sit there and we discuss how much it's worth. And he would say this, and she would say that. Right? So more said, there's no ksuba without a tigra, without a fight. So we're afraid that they would get married in Leil Chamishi, they'd never get to be it. They spend the whole night fighting on the ksuba. So then we lost their whole purpose. They'll only have Bia the next night. And then anyway, next time the Bezdin sits is Monday morning. They had Bia Thursday night, Friday night, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday night, and then by the time they come to Bezdin the next day, he's already been nispias. So you say, no, the chasa just take place by the day of Revi'i. This way they'll finish with all the ksuba stuff then. Leil Chamishi will be able to have Bia, and then if he has any issue, he'll go to Bezdin the next morning. Okay. Something more. So Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Mibnei ma Amru Besula Nisei Sli Amr Vi. What was the reason that Chazal said the Psula has to get married Yom Revi'i. Now, he's going to give an interesting answer, and the Mora is going to challenge that. I mean, the Mishnah says why. What exactly are we worried about over here? What exactly is he trying to explain? The Mishnah says the reason. So the Mora modifies his statement. But as presented right now, he's asking why we're Chazal Masakin the Yom Revi'i. So he gives the following difficult answer. The Fisha Sheninu. So the loch is that a woman who's an Arusa, she's an Eishes Ish. Simple to translate Arusa as engaged or betrothed. Those are horrible words as far as I'm concerned, because that sounds like they're not really married. She's totally married. She's an Eishes Ish. Chayv Skila by a case where she'd be Nar Marosa or Tana Marosa. The man would be Chayv Skila. Otherwise, she's Chayv Chenek. She's a married woman. But the heter of the husband to be together, living together, that requires another stage called nesuin. The chiyuv of mezainus from the husband to the wife starts by the nesuin. During the era, since she stays, she's supported by her father still, or her own support. So it says he gives man below nisu. The time one of them would request the nesuin. They would have time to then prepare from that request and to get ready for the nesuin, whatever they have to do. And then, once that time came that they had designated for the nesuin, even Belonisu, if the man did not go through and do the nesuin at that point in time, the lach is oichlus mishaloi, the woman starts getting supported by the man. And oichlus petruma, and she can eat. In a case where she's marrying a kohen, she can eat, and she was not a bas kohen, she can eat, start eating truma. The more it comes out, why can she start eating truma? She hasn't had the suin yet. The midaraisa, the heter to eat truma when a woman marries a kohen is based on kinyan kaspoy. Right? Because the pasuk says that if a kohen acquires a nevet, kinyan kaspoy, hu yachol boy. So the more says that a woman is also kinyan kaspoy. So midaraisa, she can eat truma from the time of the erisin. Chazal did not allow it, and the Mora says for two possible reasons. One of them is because she's still sitting in her father's house. She's a bas yisrael. All of her siblings, etc., can't eat truma. She can eat truma. She starts eating truma over there. She might share it with her siblings, and they have a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim to be eating truma. There's zor. She might give her a nice, you know, he just sent me some really tasty wine. You want to try to taste it? You know, well, so he said, you know what? She can't eat truma yet. One reason. Second reason is because we're concerned about that if he finds, when he finally does the nesuin, and then he sees the woman in an intimate state, he might find the moon, which would be a moon which would invalidate the marriage. He said, I would never marry a woman who looked like this. And then retroactively, they never were married. So after Nesuin, he saw whatever it is, and he accepted it. But there's a concern of the more called a simpon. It means a mum which would invalidate the marriage. But once the man of Nesuin comes, and even though he did not make the chuppah, the loch is echlus mishaloi. He has to start supporting her. Once he has to start supporting her, he says, listen, I don't want you sharing anything with your siblings, because that's extra food I have to send. Beforehand, before the Nesuin, he's not supporting her, so he sends her a present of a nice bottle of wine. So she shares it. Okay, well, who cares whether she shares it or not? Over here, it's not a question of who cares if she shares it or not. I mean, if she finishes out, I need to send another bottle of wine. I need to send her a drink, because I'm giving her all of her food. So I'm not going to let her. So he would make an arrangement that she can't share with her siblings. So there's no reason why she can't eat truma also then. Why isn't there a chashash of a mum? The more asks the kasha, how can he eat truma? He says once this is a situation where he's giving mechayim something to pay mezonos again. He says I'm paying mezonos to a woman. I might find out that I don't want to be married to her. So there's bathhouses. There was women. There is. He has relatives. He would, you know. ask them to check her out. You know, I mean, they figure it out. So therefore, she can eat truma also. Now, okay, zot Shmuel. The reason why the Mishnah told me a time, it's because Yochel, I could have thought to say, Higiyah Zman Becha B'Shabbos. So they would make a request for the Nesu'in. They said, okay, request the Nesu'in, 12 months hence now, they have to go ahead. Well, that 12 months hence comes out on a Sunday. So what happens then? I would think, Yehei Ma'al Olam Zaynus, 12 months have come. He has to start supporting her. Kach Sheninu, B'Sul Nisiz Le'em Revi. Therefore we said that B'Sul Nisiz Le'em Revi, no, that if based on the Tekan of the Chum, he can't marry her yet, that's not his fault, and therefore he doesn't say this extra time was not due to his negligence, to his waiting. It's because Chum said we can't. See, then he's not mechuyev to start supporting her. So that's why it's important to tell me this is in of Yom Revi. Okay?
So it's a matter of a few extra days, it sounds like.
So it can be a matter of, theoretically, of six extra days, you know? Okay? Okay, so you see from the answer, he wasn't asking why. Because that it says, but the imam means in regards to what was it important to point out this din. Now, it's important to point it out in regards to the locha of the Chiyuv of Mazonos. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. So this is what Rabbi Yosef quoted that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Then Rabbi Yosef says, okay, that's what I just quoted. But Gevald on the belt. Mori da Avraham. The master of Avraham, and the Baruch, we say, Rebbeinu Shalom, like a valve in the belt, what are you doing, right? Toli Tanya, but Loi Tanya. So he's tying up the point of this Mishnah with a, which is a Tanya, which is a Farish of Mishnah, with something which is not a source from the Mishnayos. Morris says, one second. That's your question? That's a strange question. Why? So Shmuel said, what's it relevant? Shmuel gave an answer. And he's saying, that's what it's relevant to that point, which is not a Mishnah? Morris says, what do you mean it's not a Mishnah? It is a Mishnah. What are you asking? So Morris says back, Hi Tanya, Vahai Lo Tanya, Ho Tanya, Vaho Tanya. They're both Mishnayos. So that's not a question. Elo, What you mean to say is, what you're asking is the following. El toli tanya de mefarish taima, the tanya de mefarish taima. You're asking, what's it relevant, this takana? The answer, it's relevant, what it says in the Mishnah, in order to make sure that you go to Bezin the next day. That's why it's relevant to tell me the time. Not because it's relevant to tell me the time, because by the way, we're going to have a Mishnah later on in Daf Mem, Gimel, or Mem Vav, right? Oh, it's important to point it out, because this is where the Mem Vav, what the Allah is. That's why it said it. It said it, because it wants to tell me that you must go to Bezin the next morning. Eli Itmar Hach Itmar. So Rav Yosef says that we have to retool the quote of Shmuel and say it like this. Okay. Amr Yehudim or Shmuel. What was the relevance of saying what was the purpose? Okay, so they'll go to Bezdin the next morning. Shmuel says, this is all Shmuel talking. So if that's the whole purpose of that you go to Bezdin the next morning, so let them get married on the Sunday afternoon. And they'll go to Bezin Monday morning. Shemayil Tanis Pilim Hayim Ashkim the Bezin. They'll go to Bezin the next morning. So the answer is, why did they not choose and give an option of getting married on Yom Rishon? Because Shatu Chachamim at the Kanas Benos Yisrael she hay Tarech Masuda Shlosh Yomim Ach Shlosh Yomim. They would, by getting married Yom Ravi, they would have 3 full days to prepare for the chasna. But to prepare from before Shabbos, for after Shabbos, the food would spoil, etc. So they wouldn't do that. So Chazal said, we're not going to let you get married on a Sunday, because then the chasna would not be. Now the chasna was made by the man. The sudas, the suin, was made by the man. So the chabam wanted to make sure the man would make a fitting suda for his wife in her honor. Therefore, shetam suda b'shashiyam echad b'shabbos b'sheni b'shabbos sheishi b'shabbos rvi kain so. And then he would do the kenisa l'chupa on rvi. V'achshav sheshaninu, now Shmuel says that now that we understood. Shokdu, the Chazal Badafka wanted to, that there wasn't just a suggestion. The Chazal were shaykh, they were diligent to make sure that this should happen. Therefore, they chose Yom Ravi specifically and not Yom Rishon. Therefore, Oysah Shashanino, that which we learned later on, Higiyazman Velonisu, Ochas Mishaloi, Ochas Bachuma, Higiyazman Bachem Shabbos, Matoshan Yacholichnus, and Omalalam Zainas. So this is now Shmuel's state. That's what Shmuel was saying. Because you could have argued if the whole purpose is to get married to make sure he goes to bed the next day, he has an option of getting married on Yom Rishon. If he chooses to wait to Yom Ravi, he should have to pay mezuzahs. But no, the Chama said, you may not get married on Yom Rishon. You must wait to Yom Ravi. And that's what Shmuel's adding above and beyond our Mishnah. And the implication of that is vis-a-vis the Mishnah later on. Okay. Now, the Fikach. The Rashi learns that the Fikach is no longer Shmuel talking. This is now Rav Yosef kicking in and saying, okay, Shmuel told me this, Yisoid, that a case where the man cannot proceed due to an oines, something beyond his control, he's not mechuyav to pay mezuzahs. Fikach, cholohu, ashechol sehi, ashepir senida, enam al mezuzahs. In these scenarios where they can't proceed because either he is ill or she became ill, where those are cases of oines, it's beyond nobody, and it's not beyond, it's beyond anybody's control. But the woman became a nida, we'll talk about that in a second. So then he's not mechuyav to pay mezuzahs until the situation is rectified and they go to the nesuin. Now the shaila is, why is pirsanida a contradiction to kenisa l'chupa? So it's mechuyav to Rishonim, the Rambam on one side and basically everybody else on the other side, whether chupas nida is considered a valid chupa. Most Rishonim learned that when we define Kenisa L'Chuppah, there's basically 3 basic Pshatim in the Rishonim what Chuppah is. What is the act of Chuppah? What is this? Chuppah is either the act of bringing her under this special, beautiful, decorated canopy. Chuppah means the act of bringing her to the Yichud room, place where they have privacy. Or chuppah means actually covering her with a veil. Bedekin. That's why some people have a minig that they have Adam. The Adam, the same Adam which are used for the Kedushin, are asked to watch the Bedekin. Or still, that's the minig that the Adam, there's 80 Bedekin. Generally they use the same Adam for all of them, but theoretically you could split them up. You could have 80 Bedekin, you could have Adam under the Chuppah, and Adam under the Yichud. You have 3 different systems of Adam. Not more kibbutim.
And you have to chuppah before kedushin.
And you have chuppah before kedushin, right?
Why? It turns out you have chuppah before kedushin.
Well, chuppah, we have the problem anyway. We do kenisa l'chuppah before we do the kedushin. So now, according to those which understand it's covering with the veil, which is sort of like separating away from the rest of the world, designated him for the man, or bringing him under his canopy. Clearly, the definition of chuppah does not require bi'ur, or why the bi'ur. If you say the definition of chuppah is going to the base chasnus, going to the home, do you need chuppah or the bi'ur? So most of the Shadim say no. and that's how we pass it in halacha l'maisa, that you're not need chuppah roi l'biyah. The Rama disagrees and says no, that the chuppah is only kaina if it's roi l'biyah, and if a woman becomes a nida, they can't receive the chuppah. It won't be effective. So according to the Rambam, the Rambam over here points out, according to the Rambam, the chuppah nida, it's very, the more is very, makes a lot of sense, that this is something which prevents proceeding. She became sick physically, she can't go, she's not ready, the man's not ready. Or she became a nida, which Halacha says that they cannot do a chuppah. But the Rambam says that according to all the Rishonim would disagree, and basically say that the chuppah nida is not a problem. Which is the way we pass them, by the way. So, a woman is a nida, we do go to chuppah. There's some say even according to the Rambam, there's ways to do it that it should be valid. But we'll see in the more that a husband and a wife, when a woman's a nida, there's no mitzvah of yichud. Even though normally there's an mitzvah of yichud, we have the more Sanhedrin, that there's no mitzvah of yichud between a husband and a wife. The one exception of that is if they've never had bia together yet. If they've lived together already. And then the woman becomes a nida. So we say, he's ready in his karadaita, he's ready, had an opportunity to be with her, pass with salo, she'll eventually become mutter again. A woman who gets an illness, she'll never lose her status of a nida, is also b'yichud with her husband. The woman who gets that type of status, that she's impossible to become mutter to her husband, is also b'yichud. But we say, pass with salo, she'll become mutter soon. And he's not in such a rush, he's been with her before. But he's never been with her before. This is the first time, because also there's an issue yichud. So they can't do yichud. So they can't do yichud, so they can't have chuppah. We paskin so the Rambam says, even if you learn that you do not need chuppah roi l'biyah for chuppah to be valid, but we understand that the purpose of chuppah is to go proceed to the next stage. The Rambam says that everybody knows why Kalas in the steps of the chuppah. So he has a right to say, this is not what I want, and I'm not ready to proceed based on that. So that's considered an oinus, and he's the right to say, I'm not going to proceed. And therefore, he's not chayav to pay mezonos. Buddy, you could proceed, you choose not to, and therefore you should be chayav mezonos. No, this is not what it's about. So I have a right to say that this is called, there's something preventing it from proceeding. Not halachically preventing it, but practically preventing it. Mishavur points out, they used to get married on Erev Shabbos because to save the cost of the chasna meal, they would have the Friday night meal would be the chasna meal. So a woman who's been married beforehand, everybody agrees that the chuppah, which is kind of has to be chuppah really be it. Because of a woman who's a psula, the chiba is such that the excitement is such that the chuppah can be kind of without being really be it. That's what Rishonim say. By an almona, that's not so. The halacha, you can't be kind of, the chuppah gives kinyanim. He gets certain halachic rights to Yerusha, etc., which take place by Shabbos chuppah. You can't be kind of kinyan by Shabbos. So the case where he married Almana Erev Shabbos, the Ramah points out in Simon Shalom Ates, you must make sure that they have an opportunity to be in private together before Shabbos, because otherwise they can't have bia together on Shabbos, because they'll be kind of kinyan b'Shabbos, which is also. Mishavur points out, but by a psula, it's not a problem, because psula, we don't require that should be a chuppah roi l'biyah, as long as they have a place where they can sit down and have their little bit, their quote unquote privacy, even there's other people in the room, that's kind of. So when they go to the yichud room, there's no problem if somebody else is in the room. As long as they have their quiet spot to sit together and eat together and do an activity together, which is why they give them food in the yichud room. They just had a maisa once. So this idea that they lock the room and they have, nobody can get in, nobody out, it's a joke. They're bringing a kasha for the Rambam. They're saying, but meikra din, it's not relevant. So we once had a chuppah, I think it was either Mordechai Hai or Izzy Hai, right? Which one of them? They got married by this hotel in downtown Baltimore, and the yichud room, which was designated, was on the ground floor, and there was windows to the outside, to the sidewalk, and the curtains were sheer. So the people who were the aidim come. I'm sitting with the Rebbe Anemer. The come running to the Rebbe Anemer. You know, it's not Cooper. It's not Roy Labia. The Rebbe Anemer says, okay. Yeah, but not Roy Labia. The Rebbe Anemer says, okay. Like, you know, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Like, you know, then they don't have to think like this Reform Rabbi from Silver Spring. You know. Who are they? And we're afraid who they were. And Rainer and I are looking at each other. We're laughing. You know. So I said to him, "It's a fairish of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about what the definition of yich of chupa. Yeah, it's a fairish of Mishnah Berurah." So I said, "Go do your anus, and we'll talk about it afterwards." So it's Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos and this issue of making a chupa erev Shabbos that Mishnah Berurah points out in the psula. There's no need that there should be nobody. Can't be other people in the room. So what we do when we have a chupas nida. Either we leave the door unlocked, so it's not really yichud, or they would put somebody in the room, a young, you know, young child in the room. So they don't have chuppah around the yichud around the bia, which is exactly what we want. There shouldn't be around the bia, but it's still valid chuppah, according to the way we passed it. Okay, let's hold it here.